This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman is suing his own city government in the name of free speech. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
Mayor Kaufman wants to be able to help and endorse city council candidates, something a new city law prohibits. Specifically, that law bans him from doing anything to campaign for people or support ballot issues. That's because he is a former or future candidate himself. The city law applies to people even when they're not on the ballot. Kaufman says through a lawyer that it unconstitutionally restricts the rights to free speech, and that a person doesn't give up his rights just because he decides to run for office. The city of Aurora had no immediate comment on the lawsuit. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
RTD's heavy debt load is getting a bit of a break. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The transit agency took out billions of dollars in loans to build train lines across the Denver metro. It announced today that it's taking advantage of low interest rates to refinance some of those. It's expecting to save more than $120 million. That money will likely go toward maintenance and operations, though the agency also wants to finish other long-promised projects like a rail line to Boulder and Longmont. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The State Health Department released new pandemic guidelines for high school proms this year. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
Virtual and outdoor gatherings are preferred, and masks are a must. The guidelines also require students attend in 10-person pods and that meals happen before the event. Rowan Walker-Gilman, a junior at Cherry Creek High School, says she thinks an outdoor prom at the school would be the best, but there is one problem.
My biggest concern, and it's an issue for a lot of people, would be the geese. It sounds so dumb saying it out loud, but we have geese on our campus that, like, chase people.
Aside from a potential goose chase, Walker-Gilman says she's looking forward to prom in whatever form it takes this year. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
It is windy and 51 degrees in Pueblo, 54 degrees in Grand Junction. Vail comes in at 36 degrees. It's 44 degrees with windy conditions in Colorado Springs and currently 36 and sunny for Denver. This is CPR News.